Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how research indicates that older people, senior citizens, are more likely to be victims of certain scams such as identity theft and financial exploitation. My guest this evening is David P. Shallcross, Elder Abuse Unit Leader of the Office of the Attorney General. He will help us take charge of our lives by pointing out the types of crimes targeting seniors and present us with valuable steps to help us take charge of our lives. And it is my pleasure to welcome David P. Shallcross, Elder Abuse Unit Leader of the Office of the Attorney General.
Well, thank you very much for that warm introduction. I really appreciate being here today. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate having you. And I want to remind, and I would like to point out to our listeners that if you want to hear more of David Shallcross, he will be appearing at the Morning Star Senior Living at Moravian Square on Tuesday, March 21st at 10:30 a.m. Is that correct?
That is, and yes. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of your listening audience come out and learn a lot more about the fraud and scams that we're going to discuss this evening.
Very good. So, and later on, I'll give you a telephone call, telephone number to contact and make a reservation.
Well, one of the most common scams that we've seen an uptick in over the last couple of years is the family member in distress, or what we would call the grandparent scam if it's targeting an older adult.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, a lot of times it'll start out with a simple telephone call. A lot of these scams are by telephone because most of our older adults are home a lot more often. They may be retired. They may have some restrictions physically, so they're going to be home a lot, and they're going to answer that telephone. And that's our first barrier of defense, is not to answer the phone. And we'll talk more about that at the end. But the family member in distress call is that call is received, and it says, "Grandmom," if a lady answers the telephone, if a gentleman answers, it might be grandpop. And right away, our natural reaction is to do what?
Oh, how are you? Love, how nice to talk
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. Is that you, Jimmy? We give information without even thinking. We've given a name of our family member. And the scammer is going to use that to go down that trail. Yeah, Grandma, it's me, Jimmy. I'm in some trouble. Can you help me? Who doesn't want to help their grandchild, right?
Right.
So that opens the gates, and then the scammer is going to start to tell you how they're in some type of situation. They need money or some personal information to resolve that issue. I've been arrested with my friends. We took a little trip. We didn't do anything wrong, but we're here in Tijuana at the jail. Or I went fishing in Canada, didn't have the right license. Whatever the story is, we're in an accident, didn't pay the insurance for the rental car. Grandmom, can you send me $3,000, $5,000? Don't tell Mom and Dad. They'll kill me. And, of course, we want to protect our grandchild. So our instinct is to cooperate. But I'm telling you that it's a scam, 99.9%. Don't even answer the telephone if it rings. Wait for the voicemail. Check your answering machine. And then if it's someone saying they're their family and they're in distress or trouble, contact other family members. Confirm where that grandson is. Make sure they're home safe.
And so you need to really need to do some follow-up and say, yes, I want to help you, but I'll call you back and then we'll talk about it, something of that sort.
Exactly, yeah. You never want to answer any personal questions. You never want to provide financial information like a credit card number or a banking account number. And you certainly don't want to run out and get what they call a wire transfer. And for your listeners, in case they're not familiar with that would be going to like a Western Union service or a MoneyGram service and sending money electronically. And it also includes using these prepaid debit cash cards. They're on all the racks at all the pharmacies and retail stores with the gift cards, and you could assign a cash value by paying cash at the register, and then you give away the account number on the back, you've lost your money instantly.
So that is a very important protective piece of information. Do some background checking, give away no family information and no credit card information.
Correct.
Ah, that is something. Does that go on a great deal? Is that the chief number one, would you say?
Well, I wouldn't say it's our number one complaint, but it's in the top five, absolutely. And it roller coasters. We'll see an uptick in it, and then it'll kind of die down for a little while, and then they bring it back around when they think people have forgotten about it.
There's another scam, and I think this was promoted on the air because I was aware of this. This is called. Tell us about the IRS scam.
Oh, and this is the time of year. This is exactly when they're going to strike. You'll be contacted either by telephone, maybe by email, maybe even by letter, and it's going to tell you that there's an issue that you need to address immediately with the IRS. Now, as adults, they're probably the closest thing we have to the boogeyman, right? Nobody wants that call from the IRS.
Yes.
So it has that fear factor. And you think, oh, my goodness, what is happening? And they're going to tell you right away there's a problem with one of your past returns and that you now owe penalties and fines if you don't comply with this immediately. And what do they think they want?
They want your number. They want money.
Yep. They want you to confirm your
Social Security
number to make sure
it's
you. And that's identity theft right there.
Uh-huh.
Maybe your date of birth. And then they're going to ask you to pay an amount of money. And again, we talked about wire transfers, and we talked about prepaid debit cards and cash cards. That's how they want the transfer to happen. They're going to ask you to provide them some type of payment to resolve it immediately. Otherwise, they're going to scare you with possibility of arrest or other fines. And it's just a way to scare people into compliance. These are all scams. Government offices, financial institutions, do not call you, do not email you, and do not make immediate threats of payment without, of arrest without payment. That's not the way we do business.
You know, as a matter of fact, there was a lot of publicity about the IRS scamming. And as a result of that, I remember receiving telephone calls and being very happy to hang up on and not acknowledge them. So that was very helpful. So IRS, any others?
Well, absolutely. You know, we also see a lot of tick up in the computer repair scam. You're contacted and someone mentions we have indicated a virus on your computer. We see the utility imposter scams. People will show up at your front door. They'll be bold enough to actually show up at your home and sometimes inquire as a way to come in. They'll say, we're with the water company or the gas company, and there's a problem on the line. We need to check pressures in your home. We're going door to door. And if you let somebody in, a stranger, you're asking for trouble. You know, there may be an accomplice, someone that's going to clean out your valuables while that person's keeping you occupied and busy, maybe down the basement or around the back of the property, that kind of thing. You know, there's so many variables. There's home improvement frauds. Someone will come drive by your home and stop and say, geez, boy, that roof looks in bad shape. I'll give you a free roof inspection. And what they're going to do is they're going to come back down the ladder with some crumbling, broken up shingles and tell you, you're in bad shape and I can do the job. And you want, you know, of course, they want that deposit up front. That's right. Never a good practice. If you didn't contact additional vendors to get quotes and compare those quotes, find out if they're licensed through our Office of Attorney General, Home Improvement Consumer Protection Act. Make sure we know who they are, that they are registered to work here in Pennsylvania. You're asking for trouble with these guys. Yeah, we need to be very, very cautious today. And I know a lot of our older listeners are very pleasant and gracious and welcoming, and that could be something that's used to target you. So you need to be a little more sharper and kind of question everyone today.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And my guest this evening is David Shallcross, Elder Abuse Unit Leader of the Office of the Attorney General. And we're talking about scams that are prevalent among senior citizens. I want to ask you, What other, so we really have to be careful whom we let in our, into our houses. We have to be careful about credentials. We have to be careful about people who pose as grandchildren. What about people, what about utilities? Sometimes people call on the phone and they say, would you like to, we'd like to lower your electricity bill. Could you make some copies of your electricity bill so that we can see how we can lower your bill? Is that one possibility of a scam?
Absolutely. Right on target again. This is a way to obtain your information. If you photocopy a utility bill or any kind of statement and you provide it to someone that's unknown to you, you're giving away information. You could be giving away the account number. You could be giving away your home address. More information about yourself and your family. And a lot of times these can be used to what they call cramming. They can put you into a new service provider without your authorization. There's also a threat that they could contact you and say that you're behind on your bill for some reason. Something didn't clear. And if you don't pay now, we're going to shut off your electricity and power.
And how do you determine whether that's legal or it's a fraud?
Well, you know, always err on the side of caution. And again, number one rule is don't pick up the phone. You know, when your telephone rings, it's natural. You want to run over and pick it up and see who's on the line. But I'm asking everyone to really not to do that. Let your answering device or voicemail pick up the calls and screen all calls. Because even if you don't fall for the scam, it's on the line at this moment. You've indicated to the caller that you are a live person with a valid phone number and you're willing to answer the line. They're going to sell that information to other scammers with other tricks and other storylines to try and deceive you and defraud you. So you don't even want to answer the line. But, you know, a lot of times when we do, we have to be cautious of what we give out. I always like to remind our seniors that if your phone goes ringing, don't go singing. Never give information out to an incoming caller.
Well, I think that's very wise. What you're saying is let the answering machine do the listening for you, and then you
Absolutely.
Screen it. Well,
yep.
We're going to talk more about the scams for older people when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
If you are a Golden Age folkie and love the music of Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, Judy Collins, Joan Baez, and the Kingston Trio, WDIY is the place to be on Monday nights. From 7 to 9 p.m. on folk classics, all of that great music from the late 1940s to the late 60s will fill the airwaves, and we will welcome your ideas about the artists and songs you'd like to hear. Folk Classics, Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And tonight we're talking with David Shallcross, Elder Abuse Leader of the Office of the Attorney General. And he is talking tonight about scams that particularly impact older people, senior citizens. And for those of you who are interested in learning more from David Shallcross, he'll be speaking at Moravian Hall Square on Tuesday, March 21st at 10:30 a.m., and his subject is going to be Preventing Senior Scams. And if you'd like to listen to him and attend that feature, you can call 610-746-1327 and make an arrangement to be there and have a seating arrangement for Tuesday, March 21st at 10:30 a.m. at the morning at the Moravian Square. Let's talk now about some more scams, David Shallcross. Elder Abuse Unit Leader of the Office of the Attorney General. Tell us more about some of the scams that particularly affect seniors.
Well, one of the big scams that we seem to receive a lot of complaints about through our Bureau of Consumer Protection is the debt relief and credit repair scam. And that hits you right in the pocketbook. You know, that's a direct financial fraud in a lot of these cases. Sometimes it's an actual business that's established for the purpose of these refinancing, debt relief services and debt counseling. But are they legitimate? Are they giving you the service they promise?
And, you know, sometimes that's very difficult to determine if you are trying to contract with them, because they present a very appealing come on, which is, if you have debt, we can reduce that debt for you. In instead of paying it over time, we can reduce it by 20% or 30% or 40%. You'll be done in a year or two, and no problem. And then if the senior makes that arrangement, sometimes what they find is pure fraud. And they don't discover that until, let's say, they've been making an arrangement to reduce a credit card debt. And they think they have made a good arrangement, and the credit card company calls and says, we have not received a payment, and we're demanding payment in full. And the senior says, oh, but I made an arrangement. And there's no arrangement. And unless the senior can come up with the money, they take them to court.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yep. We see this quite often. Your first warning and red flag is, if you did not contact them for assistance, be warned. Why have they found you? Second red flag and warning is, they're asking for an upfront fee, something you should never pay. That's always questionable as well. Are they a nonprofit organization or a government entity? That's where you want to get your resources from. That's where you want to learn more information from prior to engaging in any kind of debt collection, servicing, or any type of credit repair issue. You know, talk to the Pennsylvania Office on Banking and Securities as a resource. That's always a great place to start. Go to your own financial institution that you already have a relationship with, that you trust. Talk to them. Because if you are picked up by one of these credit repair scams and you start to provide them information, they're going to ask for a lot of personal and financial data. They're going to ask for your Social Security number, your date of birth, where your account is due, what is the account number for that particular account. And they're going to start telling you that they are going to take over those payments on your behalf and reduce this greatly, and you're going to have one lump sum to pay in small increments to their service provider. The problem is, the service provider is taking your money, but they're not paying off your debt. Your credit card is still outstanding, and you're not even aware of it.
And when the credit card company finds, after several months, where you think that you have made a wonderful agreement, you've reduced your debt, and then the credit card calls in about 3 or 4 months' time and says, you know, we haven't received any payment, and we are demanding payment in full, and we're taking you to court, your local court, because we have not received any payment. And then the senior goes to the company and says, oh, we haven't paid because you don't have enough money in your account. And the senior says, what account? Says, well, we collect money from you, and then we save it up. And when you have enough money in your balance, we then pay the credit card. But meanwhile, the credit card company is taking you to court.
Absolutely. Now, luckily, in 2010, the Federal Trade Commission amended its telemarketing sales rule to protect consumers seeking debt relief services. If a company that's a for-profit business that sells these services over the telephone, they are no longer allowed to charge a fee before they actually settle or reduce that consumer's debt. So there is some protection in place. But again, shop out carefully. Don't let someone draw you in by contacting you. You should seek out these services from a reputable, trusted business provider that can help you consolidate debt and actually be a licensed financial institution. You want to find out somebody who's actually legitimate, that's going to do what you need them to do in your behalf.
Well, David Shallcross, Elder Abuse Unit Leader of the Office of the Attorney General, what if the attempt to reduce your balance or your credit card debt or whatever comes to you in the mail?
Again, fraudsters will use the mail, the telephone, the internet. You know, you have to use the same cautions regardless to how that contact is made. You know, just because it's in an official-looking envelope, and that's one of the tricks that really good scam artists will use, they will create an envelope that looks official. A lot of times they'll use that golden or that manila-looking color envelope with black Roman print that looks very government or very official. And sometimes they'll even use false marks as if it's certified or it's been somehow registered with some agency or office. Some of the fraudsters by mail will actually use the name of a real official. We've seen letters go out saying they're from the FBI director, and they have the actual director's name on the bottom of the letter. But it's fraud. Anyone can look up information on the internet and then reproduce it to try and defraud someone. So watch out for these letters. They're not as official as they may look. Again, confirm before you act. Go to your Yellow Pages, White Pages, go to the online phone directory and get the actual number for that institution or that agency. Call and confirm independently from numbers provided in the mailer or by the phone or the internet. Always confirm before you act.
And if you would like to hear more of David Shallcross and more scams, he will be speaking at Moravian Square on Tuesday, March 21st at 10:30 a.m., and you may contact them at 610-746-1327 and make a reservation for a seat so that you can hear more from David Shallcross. Tell us more. What numbers can we call at the Attorney General's office for protection? You mentioned there were some departments that could be of help.
Absolutely, yes. Our Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, is very much about the concern of our older Pennsylvanians. We want to help to protect you. We want to keep you from becoming a victim and having this terrible experience to begin with. We have plenty of resources and information available through our Bureau of Consumer Protection. Our toll-free phone number is 1-800-441-2555. That number, again, is 1-800-441-2555, and our website is www.attorneygeneral.gov.
Well, I think that's very important to have some resources because, unfortunately, this is not infrequent. And so many people feel they want to take advantage of what they feel are opportunities to either get them out of debt or to take advantage of offers, and they are taken in, and they find sometimes that there's no recourse. So if they want to find recourse, they can call the Attorney General's office at 1-800-441-2555. And I think that is a wonderful number to have. What other frauds do you find seniors are sometimes victim to?
Well, you know, it's not always just seniors either. A lot of these are across the board of all ages. So I just want to stress that if you're listening this evening and you may not be an older adult, but you probably have a family member that is, or have a close friend or someone that is known to you that might be over 60, you may also be interested in attending our program on March 21st at 10:30 a.m. because you can learn a lot to take back to your friends and family members. So I just want to extend that invitation to others to join us as well, if I could at this moment. And there is a lot of scams that do target the older adults. Our sweepstakes and lottery scams are a big one targeting older adults. And again, it can come over the mail, through the mail rather. It can come over the internet. It can come by telephone. You know, these are not always exclusive to one delivery system. Our scammers are very creative. You know, I always say scammers are smart people. They're just not good people, you know. So we need to be aware when we're told we've won a great prize. Pause and ask yourself, did I even enter that contest? Right, you have to play to win.
Right. Tell us one more scam that people are liable to be subject to.
Sure, absolutely. You know, when we talk about some of the scams, the overpayment scam is another issue that we see it quite often, and that's usually through the mail, where you'll receive a check for some purpose. Maybe you placed an ad online or in the classified section for, who knows, a coin collection for sale, a china cabinet, whatever it might be. A lot of times our older adults are downsizing. You know, the kids have moved out on their own. They have their own children. You now are a grandparent. You have the big house, and, geez, you have to upkeep the lawn and the snow removal, so you downsize. You find a nice 55 older community, and you move in, and you realize, oh, my goodness, this china cabinet, it's not going to fit in the new dining room. What do I do? So you sell it. Constantly we hear that someone has been contacted immediately about the sale, and they're interested in purchasing. They've already mailed the check. And the check shows up, maybe the item was $500, and the check shows up for $1,000. First thing you ask yourself, Ellie, is who sends you extra money? No one, right?
Right.
So that should be your first warning. Red flag, there's an overpayment amount. That's not what was indicated. It was $500. Why am I holding a check for $1,000? The sender will contact you and say, oh, my goodness, I overwrote the check. I was making out some other bills, and I wrote you the wrong amount. For your trouble, keep an extra $100. You keep $600 and send me the $400 back. You send good money, and you have a counterfeit check that's going to bounce.
David Chalcross, where can seniors get legal advice when they feel they have become victims of fraud?
That's an excellent question, Ellie. The Pennsylvania Office of Attorney General is not able to give the public any type of legal advice, but seniors in Pennsylvania can always contact the Senior Law Center at 1-877-PASR-LAW or 877-727-7529.
Well, I want to thank you, David Chalcross, Elder Abuse Unit Leader at the Office of the Attorney General, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding how seniors can be more likely to become victims of certain crimes like fraud, identity theft, and financial exploitation. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.